Estevan. Estevan City Council has decided not to reimburse a local resident who made purchases recently to rectify water pressure issues. Greg Choma sent a letter to City Council in July, saying water pressure has always been inadequate at his home, but it's been worse than ever this year. He spent money earlier this year to rectify the problem and sought payment from the city. Shane Buxus, the manager of the city's water division, noted that they have received complaints about water pressure in the southwest area in the past and took measures. The city used a pressure logger at the residence to get a suitable reading. The pressure in the area remains unchanged from 2 years ago, when the daytime pressure averaged 46 pounds per square inch and the nighttime was 41 psi. I generally try to keep the pressure above 35 psi in all areas of the city. Depending on what is happening in the city and the water use, the pressure can fluctuate slightly in an area. If there is major construction or a water break, the pressure can drop significantly, he said. The city cannot regulate what people do inside their properties, the age of piping or what they have hooked onto their system. For this reason, under bylaw 6.3, the city does not guarantee a constant supply of water or constant pressure or volume of water. Councillor Shelley Varoba said if the city were to reimburse Choma, then anybody could say their pressure isn't good enough, and then go out and buy something and ask for a refund. I think that if he found a solution to a problem that he decided was on his property, then that's his decision, but according to our water manager, it doesn't appear the problem is on the city side. Mayor Roy Ludwig said the city was still meeting the guidelines for water pressure. The Estevan Steelhaus U18 AAA Bears Hockey Club submitted a request to council regarding their contract with the city of Estevan. They were to be paying full ice rental fees for the upcoming season, but their first season in 2020-21 was largely scuttled due to COVID-19 pandemic restrictions, and they played just one home game. Their request to have a reduced rate of 50% of ice rental costs for the 2022-23 season was approved. They also asked to pay half-rate ice rental for practices and the full rate for games starting in 2023-24. The Bears noted they have adopted a plan to be a success, both on the ice and financially. Six building permits worth a little more than $1.1 million were issued in July, bringing the total for the year to 32 permits worth $5.3 million. One permit was a single-family dwelling for $900,000, one was a garage for $15,000 and four were miscellaneous permits worth $193,999. Council approved another two-year extension for Trimount Developments for the remaining lands within the Dominion Heights subdivision. It consists of the remaining undeveloped area north of Lynn Prime Park. Trimount handled multiple phases in Dominion Heights. Many of the homes were built before the price of oil slumped in 2014. The company has already received two extensions, including the one that expires at the end of 2022. Council hopes to meet with Trimount to discuss the subdivision. Members discussed feedback to the new zoning bylaw, which is under development. People have offered thoughts on such topics as the location of a distillery or a craft brewery, home-based business vehicles being parked on roadways, solar farms, shipping containers and sign content. The ideas offered will be taken and then incorporated into the bylaw before giving it first reading. Council gave first reading to the new business bylaw. Second reading will come at a later date. The bylaw came to council earlier in the year and had a few amendments. Among them was an allowance for food trucks on certain city streets. Consultation supported the use of food trucks in the downtown under a number of conditions, such as a distance from a food truck to a restaurant.